Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From What Culture Wrestling here. And look, I don't know if it's a throne. Phil and I thought it was a throne, but it looks more like it's some kind of old school shoe sign thing. And this is hilarious. I'm wearing my orthopedic shoes. There you go. That's the kind. It is my seat, Steve. Liam, why are you ruining my weekend? Why are you always coming around and yelling?
You ruined my event, and I will never forget that.
That's fair enough, and that's accurate. But you always had me killed.
You did. You almost had yourself killed.
It's accurate. We just found this chair, and I'm wearing my orthopedic shoes. The reason I mention my orthopedic shoes is because I wore them in one video, and someone went, "Those are crappy trainers, Miller, and help my feet, all right? I hurt my foot, you leave me alone." Right, so we're going to do Rampage ups and downs. Obviously, it's a very, very WWE-focused weekend. But the content has to keep going. The ups and downs never stops. In case you just stumbled across this because you try and avoid the WWE content of WrestleMania, this is what we do. It's freeform. We're on location. We're at WrestleCon. We've got a bunch of interviews lined up today. We've got the two Adams, obviously, over at NXT right now. It's just fun and games. But look, Rampage did start with Sammy Guevara versus Takeshita. Interesting match because the point of it, of course, is to establish Sammy Guevara as a potential contender to MJF. And if you actually watch the shows, which I'm sure you are doing, or you're listening to me catch you up about them, we focused on Jungle Boy. We focused on Darby Allin. It was now Sammy's turn. And he did beat Takeshita. Now, the big question, of course, is should Takeshita keep losing these matches? He beat somebody a few weeks ago, I believe it was Brian Cage, maybe there was somebody else, I can't remember. And look, I love Brian Cage, I think he's awesome, but he's not in that tippy-toppy clan of wrestlers. And I think eventually Takeshita does need to get that win. I'm still not 100% sure what we're doing with the Don Callis stuff, but obviously Don Callis suffered that horrendous injury on Dynamite. And when he went to the doctors, apparently, they said, "It looks like you've been hit by a hatchet." Because he took a bump and obviously hit his head on a lighting fixture or something, so all the best to him. But it was an amazing match. Like, it was really, really good. Takeshita has all the potential in the world. Sammy has proven time and time again that, you know, he can do whatever you want him to do. Like, he's a great professional wrestler. Obviously, it ended. Actually, before I get to that, I'll just tell you now. It ended when Ty Mello does the interference, does the distraction, GTH 1-2-3. But the crazy amount of German suplexes, V Gates, that Takeshita was doing was nuts. Sammy Guevara was spinning out of some of them. They did an avalanche one, which kind of made me cry inside. But it does make sense. You have to get momentum, but you can absolutely argue, should it have been Takeshita to take the loss here? I think I'd probably agree with you. I think we could have found somebody else. However, there's a flip side to that argument, which of course is Takeshita does have credibility just because he's so over, even in a loss. And that goes to show how good he is. But given that I am sitting in a throne and I have all the power, it's not a throne at all. I'm going to give it an up just because it was a fun match. We watched it after SmackDown in the Hall of Fame yesterday when we did live ups and downs live on the channel. Now, I just enjoyed it. I was like, man, I am throwing up with wrestling right now. And it's truly, truly wonderful. We then got more QTV. Now, if you go on any kind of social networking service at the moment, you will see that QTV is a very divisive segment. It seems to be winding people up. It seems to be annoying people. And the biggest piece of criticism I see is this is so obnoxious. I think it's meant to be obnoxious. I think that's the idea. I can't remember what it's 100% called now because of my jet lag brain. But I'm 99% sure QT Marshall is now calling his finisher like the dirt sheet. So he knows exactly what he's doing. This was more taking shots at Wardlow. They were also watching their own matches back and being super proud. It makes me laugh. It makes me giggle. I don't think it's meant to be taken seriously. The story is pretty black and white that eventually QT Marshall will push Powerhouse Hobbs too far. They'll do the TNT title match. Powerhouse Hobbs will win. Nice and easy. And then we can do whatever we want to do with Powerhouse Hobbs. Maybe he goes face. Maybe he becomes a monster. As I keep telling you, by 2024, do I think Powerhouse Hobbs should be a world champion? I think he should be in that mix. So imagine what we're doing with the four pillars now. Let's get our Powerhouse Hobbs moment as well. So mostly because I like winding up the internet, I'm going to give it an up too. And I'm absolutely giving an up to this. Now, very sadly, I'm not sure whether the Matt Hardy interview that we did yesterday will tie in, but it's still an interesting chat. He got way into the nitty-gritty with all the stuff he's been doing with Ethan Page. And obviously Rampage hadn't aired when we talked to Matt Hardy, but he knew the spoilers were out there. It's a taped show. So, incredibly, we kind of had the foresight on what to look out for. So, you see Ethan Page sign the contract to take on Hook for the FTW Championship. And Matt Hardy literally looked into the camera and went, and he gave you a wink. So not dumb. And it's so ridiculous. And after talking to him yesterday, he knows what he's doing here. There's a much bigger plan. I won't bore you with the details, but just make sure you do check it out when it does go up, because Matt Hardy, like I say, Matt Hardy has a much bigger vision for what he wants to bring to AEW with all of his experience and, you know, everything that he's done. This really made me laugh. And everything that we've done with Hook and The Firm and Ethan Page and Matt Hardy, I think is wonderful, goofy wrestling. It puts a smile on my face. And because he was so nice to me yesterday, I'm giving it an up. That's right. That's how shallow and corrupt this show is. If people are nice to me, I will back them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We then had Brody King and Malakai Black taking on the Best Friends. The only thing that we really need to talk about, clearly that's where we're going with the Trios Championship. It'll be the Best Friends versus the House of Black. The two people on the outside were obviously Orange Cassidy and Buddy Matthews, who I saw this morning, by the way. I was coming out the gym, and he was going in the gym. That Mother Hubbard is jacked. That's why I double took him. I was like, oh my God, he's a jack guy, because I'm a weird individual. Listen, it was what you would think. House of Black absolutely destroyed them. Best Friends come back with, you know, would you call it high-flying offense? Not really, but you know what I'm talking about. They go to the hug, Brody King cuts them off. And it ended in, like, I don't know whether we called it a double DQ or a no contest. This is what was really interesting, because AEW never does stuff like this, right? Usually it's very, very clear-cut finishes. But basically, let me make sure I get this right. So, Chuck got powerbombed through a table. So Trent came and hit Brody with a chair. So Black was like, don't do that to my buddy boy. So he hit Trent with a chair. And the referee was like, no. And they all got back in the ring and they laid out Chuck with a Dante's Inferno. So I don't know whether we'll stretch this out to double or nothing. But a trios match between the Best Friends and the House of Black, I actually think it's kind of cool. Because it's completely different to what we have seen so far. They bring different elements. And I just love the Best Friends as a team. I don't think they've got their due in AEW so far. They always make me laugh. I'll never forget when they were doing the big tag team battle royal. And they were just like, everyone was going, I'm going to win. They said, we may win, we may not win, we don't know. It's to be determined. So I'm going to give them up because they put a smile on my face. Because I feel like I need to continue on with my throwing the toys out of the pram and being a nerd and a geek. We then got two great promos from Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee, right? They were really, really good. I love this feud. But as I said 7 days ago, I think we've passed the peak. I really do think we need to have this match within the next 2 weeks, really. I wouldn't hold this off for double or nothing at all. I think it's too far away. Now, that's kind of a silly thing to give a down for, you could argue, because we're still getting good stuff. But it's just been going on for so long. And when Keith Lee, a guy just slapped his head. Thanks, man. When Keith Lee came back, it's kind of been like he did all that stuff with Dustin Rhodes. Looked like a, you know, grey-haired superhero, which I enjoyed. And then we didn't really see him again. And I think sometimes you need to capture that momentum. So, gonna give it a down. Taya Valkyrie versus Marina Shafir was next. I laughed at this. Because obviously I'm a massive nerd, a massive geek, and you did it too. Don't even pretend. There's a few people around here as well. I bet they also did it. As soon as I heard that John Moxley was talking about the punk situation on Ready Paquette's podcast, I listened to it. And the much more interesting stuff on that show is that he really put over Marina Shafir. He's like, I'm working with her all the time. She's got something different. She's really, really good. And then here she takes on Taya Valkyrie. She lost in 2 minutes. It's not a problem. Taya is the product at the moment. We're pushing her. We continue to do all the stuff with the Road to Valhalla. Mark Sterling had like a legal representative and he threw them in the ring. They got hit with the Road to Valhalla. And then finally, Jade Cargill, who kind of been playing it cool. She lost her rag. She was going to attack. Mark Sterling and Layla Gray hold her back. This you could probably do at Double or Nothing, given that it's in May and now we're in early April. I kind of still think that maybe, I don't think it will happen. I think Jade will hold it for a while, probably till Chris Statlander comes back. But if you gave it to Taya Valkyrie, I don't think I'd be annoyed about it at all. I think you just establish a new star. And at the moment, as awesome as I think Jade is, I don't think we're getting much from this TBS title run. Whatever it was, I kind of feel like the momentum has just passed. That just happens. And I'd much rather have prolonged feuds and prolonged programs, even if it means she has a one on her record. Just stop talking about the streak and people forget about it. So I am going to give it an up. Anna Jay then basically said she was going to kill Julia Hart, so somebody should call the cops. Although we talked to Julia Hart yesterday, and you should definitely keep an eye out for that interview too, because she dropped some interesting things about how she joined the House of Black. So I'm going to throw that out there too. Which brings us to the main event, which is Juice Robinson versus Action Andretti. My two major points with this is, on Wednesday, Juice told me that he didn't want to fight in Missouri, and then 2 days later, he fought in Missouri. So somebody's lying. And I'm massively intrigued about the Action Andretti stuff, because I mean, I think we'd probably have to have a sit-down debate. We'll have to get the podcast boys onto it, right? Do we feel like we successfully captured the momentum of Action Andretti beating Chris Jericho? Yes, in the sense the commentators keep talking about it. Yes, in the sense he main evented Rampage. You can't do that without beating Chris Jericho. But do I also think we could have done a bit more with it? I kind of think we could have. I still think he's going to be a star. I still think he'll find his way. This was an awesome match. I tell you, in terms of underrated talents, Juice Robinson there, Action Andretti is in there. We had to have Juice get the win for the same reason as the first match, because we need to cement him as a challenger to Ricky Starks, and they'll have that match next week or 2 weeks, whenever they get to New York. But I'm going to give you two things. I'm going to sit on the fence. I'm going to give it a down, because I don't think we capitalize on the Action Andretti stuff. And I feel like Juice Robinson needed more of these matches before maybe he even challenged Ricky Starks, just to establish him. But in terms of a match, so damn good. I even wrote down one move. That's right. It was a spinning DDT by Andretti. Ah, it was wonderful. And then actually, Robinson hit him with the Juices Loose, which is his DDT. 1, 2, 3. He's going to go beat up Action. Out comes Ricky Starks, makes the save. Nice and easy, nice and simple. So yeah, I'm going to give that part an up. And as always, I always say it's Rampage, but it's always a fun 60 minutes. And if we want to get into the conversation about does it need more stars and does it need more angles, the answer is probably yes. But this weekend, of all weekends, you can probably get away with just putting 60 good minutes of TV. You've got the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, you've got SmackDown, you can watch the Hall of Fame as Conan busted out what could be the best Hall of Fame induction speech you'll ever hear in your entire life. But I'm going to give Rampage an up. It was nice to go back to my hotel, the jet lag mess that I am, and just kind of round off the week before we get into this crazy weekend. So again, keep an eye out for all this content that I keep talking about. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Just be nice, just be friendly, put a smile on your face and skip through the world. And also, given that no one has told me off, I kind of been perched on the end in case someone's gonna come and yell at me. We'll finish by, man, that's no wonder people wanted to have their shoes shined if this chair was as comfortable as this. And also, I kind of feel like somewhat of a important person, which has never happened in my life, because there is some people, hello friends who have gathered. So and there's just another man with a camera. Hello, WrestleCon staff. We know we're all right now. The WrestleCon staff haven't kicked me off the chair. But this is how I want to finish, because then finally in my life, after 30 or so years on this planet, I found my place and I'll be here for the rest of time. So if you'd like to come see me, I will be in Los Angeles, California for probably about 50 years. That's when I'll probably die. Weird way to end the video. Thanks very much for watching. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.